أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. So we were talking about the major themes within the Iftitah supplication. The first part of this supplication, as I explained to you, is related to divine names and attributes. And the very important part which is dealt with within this dua is divine praise, hamd. Allahumma inni aftatuhu thana'a bihamdik. And my question through these previous sessions was this: why do we have to praise Allah? Why hamd and praising is so important, is so highlighted, that it's almost the core, the center, the heart of this supplication? Imam provides different answer. At the beginning he said, Alhamdulillah bi jami'i mahamidihi kullaha ala jami'i ni'amihi kullaha. All these praise is because of different types of bounties and blessings. Again he continues and says, Alhamdulillah alladhi laysa lahu munaza'un yu'adiluh. Hamd is for Allah because there is no equal being to challenge him. Wala dhahirun يُعَاضِدُهُ وَلَا ظَهِيرٌ يُعَاضِدُهُ. There is no helper to assist him in his divine management. Again, why do we have to praise Allah? Look at this beautiful part. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه ولا يغلق بابه ولا يرد سائله ولا يخيب آمله. It is enough for us to think about these parts. All praise go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of these qualification that we won't find anywhere else at any other gate in the whole universe. Just it is enough for us to examine. Go and ask. You will find nothing. Alhamdulillah alladhi la yuhtaku hijabu wa la yughlaqu babu wa la yuraddu sa'ilu wa la yukhayyabu amilu. Praise be to Allah. Why? Because none can disclose anything hidden by him. None can shut the doors kept open by him. If there is any door which is kept open by him, no one can close him, can close it. No one who makes a request is sent away disappointed. وَلَا يُخَيَّبُ عَامِلُهُ. No one who makes any request is sent away disappointed by him. And no one who looks long and attentively is deluded in his hope. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada wama kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he guided us to Islam. If there was no guidance from him, we couldn't be a Muslim. Praise be to Allah who has guided us to the right path of Islam. We couldn't truly have been led aright if Allah had not guided us. So this is Him who guided us to the light of Islam. One more question. Up until this point, I was talking about the philosophy of divine praise. Why do we have to praise Allah? And I provided to you some parts of dua which explain the philosophy and the reason for praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the root was His bounties and His blessings. Another question. In the first, at the beginning of iftitah supplication, Imam says, وَأَيْقَنْتُ أَنَّكَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فِي مَوْضَعِ الْعَفْوِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَأَشَدُّ الْمَعَاقِبِينَ فِي مَوْضَعِ النَّكَالِ وَالنَّقِمَةِ I'm sure that you have the serious type of chastisement and punishment in the occasion of punishment. And you have the best type of forgiveness and mercy in the occasion of compassion. One question. What are the dispositions? What are the roots of divine compassion and revenge? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides mercy and when He provides punishment. What are the roots? If we know this, then we will be more careful. Because we all wish His mercy. We all wish His compassion. And we escape, we distance the divine chastisement. What are the roots of divine compassion and revenge? And this is because of that phrase. أَيْغَنْتُ أَنَّكَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فِي مَوْضَعِ الْعَفْوِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَأَشَدُّ الْمَعَاقِبِينَ فِي مَوْضَعِ النَّكَالِ وَالنَّقِمَةِ A major question for a practicing and dedicated believer. If we are Muslim by name, so we won't have any serious problem. Muslim by name is the one who does not practice what he believes, what she believes. If we want to be a dedicated, practicing Muslim, we need to know the occasion of mercy and the occasion of punishment. What are the dispositions of compassion and what are the dispositions of punishment and chastisement? Instances of forgiveness and compassion. Brothers and sisters of Islam, in Islam, brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to my voice, to understand the dispositions and the instances of forgiveness and compassion. موضع العفو والرحمة. It is enough for us to refer to Quran. There are many verses in the Quran which provides cases and instances of forgiveness and compassion. This is what is revealed in iftitah supplication as موضع العفو والرحمة. Disposition of forgiveness and mercy, compassion. What are? First, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides forgiveness, when does He provide compassion? First, unwillingly sins. There are many sins that we commit, but not willingly, not wantedly. We've done it, but unwillingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, chapter 4, verse number 18, chapter 16, verse number 119, chapter 6, verse number 54, provides that for those people who've committed sin, but unwillingly, there will be a divine forgiveness. ليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. For those people who committed sin up until the last moment of their life, they are overwhelmed with corruption and sinfulness. If this is the case, there is no forgiveness. لَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةِ. Repentance is not for those people who committed sin up until the last moment of life when they feel that they are going to departure from this life. وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. Those who die while they are disbelievers. أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Punishment and chastisement is for those who just continue for committing all types of sin up until the last moment of life. Then, who are the people who have repentance, who have forgiveness? I will talk about it in my next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.